Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruti, the head coach of the Beavers. 1-0 with a minute left. Tom, how does two empty netters late kind of change how a team and a coaching staff can feel about the game?
Oh, I don't know. I don't care about the empty netters. That's going to happen. I mean, the bottom line was it's just about what we didn't do well last night. I mean, that's what we're just trying to worry about is just, again, you know, what were the problems last night? Can we fix the problems?
All things considered, you didn't play that great, and yet it was still a one-goal game with a minute to play on the road. What sort of positives can you take from last night?
Well, I think exactly what you said. I mean, we didn't play very well, and again, it was a, you know, we had a lot of opportunities in the third. Actually, our best offensive chances were in the third period, which was good. But no, Schultz, at the end of the day, we just have to clean up some things in our game. Our puck support wasn't very good last night. Some of it's attributed to being on big ice, and some of it's having a lot of new guys. But we need better puck support. We had way too much gap between our defensemen and our forwards. So we got to create more short passes, better puck support on the breakout. Same thing in transition. We didn't again, we were just way too long. We were way too easy to play against from that standpoint. So we saw a lot of clips on video. We worked on some things in practice, and everything's work in progress. So I think if we clean that up, Schultze, you know, that's a big positive. And again, that's easily doable. So it just got to be the point last night where we were kind of running around, and when you're running around, you're not in good spots to generate offense. So if you want to generate offense, you know, you got to make sure, again, that everything's in groups of five. And we weren't in groups of five last night. We were in groups of two, groups of three, but not in groups of five.
That actually was my next question, is to elaborate a little more on a group of five and how unique that is to hockey. Football, you can have a one-on-one matchup with a wide receiver. Basketball, same thing. How is hockey so unique that way?
Well, the bottom line is you want to make sure, again, the groups of five are just, you want to be in groups of five defensively. You want to be in groups of five coming up the ice. You just want to create options for yourself. With these groups of five, you know, there's different layers created with these groups of five, but with those different layers, you're forcing the opposition to have to make some decisions. You want to put people in decision-making mode as you're coming up ice. And but if you don't have groups of five, or you have groups of two or three, it's a lot easier to make decisions and defend. But when you're in groups of five, that means all five guys got to make the right decision. Somebody, you know, over the course of a game is going to make some bad choices, you know, when you're in groups of five. So they're going to miss their check. They're going to get puck focused. There's just so many things that can happen, Schultze. And we just got to get better at that. That's just, again, it's still early. And I think the big ice exposed that a little bit too.
In the second and third, they certainly own the faceoff circle. Was that more on their centerman winning it clean or more on their other four guys winning foot races?
I don't know. I addressed that this morning, too. You want to score goals. You want to possess the puck. It starts on the dot. And if you're going to be 41% like we were last night, I mean, we're already starting behind the eight ball. That to me, is like in football. That, to me, Schultze, is like starting, you know, at your own 20-yard line, probably 60% of the game, you know, field position. And if you're going to start with poor field position, it can be a long day for you.
More with Coach Cerruti when we return. Our pregame show continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruti. Special teams was a tale of good and bad last night, Tom. Penalty kill was so good on that 5-on-3 especially. Teams know you're aggressive. How are you guys so good when they know that you're going to be aggressive and that pressure is coming right at them?
Well, I think that at the end of the day, you're forcing teams to make two to three passes. And we're going with the odds with our aggressiveness that we're not going to make them, we're not going to allow them to make three passes. And if they make three passes, they might be able to score. But we just, again, over the years, we just want to have pressure, then second opportunity pressure and third opportunity pressure, and we want to make it tough. And if we can get the puck on the rail, if we can create one errant pass, you know, where it's not tape to tape, then the advantage goes to us. And the other thing you have to do on the penalty kill, Schultze, is you have to have good anticipation. I always tell our guys at the penalty kill, you have to think like somebody on the power play. Where's the puck going to go next? There's probably only two options, and sometimes only one option. Well, be in that particular spot when the puck's going there, and we're going to make it awful difficult on them. So a lot of that is doing a lot of repetitions in practice, watching a lot of video, which we do on the penalty kill, and having veterans out there. You know, you got a guy like Dylan Eichstead, Tommy Muck, Dan Billett. Those guys have killed a lot of penalties to the point where they can coach. They can coach the penalty kill on their own. I mean, think about over the course of 4 years, and Tommy 3 years, how many penalty kills. There's 150 power plays a year, which is probably pretty standard, you know, that we're killing. Unless they're in the box, they're out there killing it. So over 4 years, I mean, Dylan and Billy are probably sitting close to five. They probably killed anywhere from 400 to 500 penalties already in college. So they know what they're doing.
Conversely, and for lack of a better term, can the power play be fixed tonight?
Well, we'll find out. I mean, I hope so. We have enough talent out there. I think so. Again, we were slow. We were methodical. Again, our power play mirrored our play last night. Again, we had poor puck support. We weren't in groups of five on the power play, and again, that handcuffed us.
Did Northern do anything that you hadn't seen on film?
Not really. They defend well. The one thing they do well is they don't allow you a lot of second chance opportunities. They really pack it in after the initial shot. So you have to hang in there. You have to have a good net presence. You have to have good puck recovery. And the thing that we did mention to our guys this morning, which was evident on puck recovery, we got to kick the puck back to the point because they collapse so much. And I think if you look back at that one play, Schultze in the third period where Dylan had all that time in front of the, and he was in the high slot right there, and he put it off the glass. And what happens, they pack it in so much, it's going to open up our points a little bit. So, you know, they're a team that, again, they're veterans. They defend hard. And, you know, the biggest thing is, and hey, they transition the puck well. We just got to make sure too that we convert a little bit. I mean, because it gets chaotic when they got five guys in front of the cage.
Off the ice, BSU soccer team yesterday clinched their first ever conference title. You and Jim Stone have been head coaches at BSU for a long time. What's it mean to you to see them finally be able to do that?
Well, again, I'm just happy for Stoney. Stoney's worked so hard. He's such a good coach, and what he's done with that soccer program is, I think he's just done an unbelievable job. And year in and year out, they're good. He's been so consistent. He's got a great business model, his template, however he does it. You know, he knows what he's doing. He's got very good depth on his team. I know that just talking to him. He's got very good depth. He's got some high-end players. He knows where to recruit, and he's got things figured out, and it's awesome. You know, it's awesome in northern Minnesota. Think about that, Schultz. You were in northern Minnesota, you know, and that's a pretty good league, you know, winning the NSIC in soccer. So hats off to Stoney and his athletes, and I'm so happy for him. And it's going to be exciting for them, too, obviously, not only the NSIC playoffs but the NCAA tournament.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.